Hey, it's Risenstein. Ray Haynes is here. Good morning. It's Victor 91.5, a Facebook Live Passover Seder. I don't believe this has ever been done before.
I can't imagine why anyone would do this early in the morning.
So, so you can join in by going to the Risenstein Facebook page or the Victory Facebook page and just clicking on the Facebook Live link. And make sure you tell us where you're listening from.
Yeah.
Got folks listen all over the world, including Abu Dhabi, British Columbia, and the UK.
We are just going step by step through a traditional Passover Seder, just so you know. You can eat food anytime you want to. We have a plate of food. We also have food in the other room, so we've been eating as we've been going along here. Even though it's breakfast, it's really food for us, and it works really, really well. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you'll notice I moved the matzah, because that's the next part of this particular ceremony. And I'm going to hold it up for you just so you can see if you haven't seen it yet. So you have a plate with three of these square matzah crackers on it. So the three matzahs are stacked together. And in this particular portion of it, the middle matzah is removed and broken. And the larger piece is wrapped and hidden, and it's called the afikoman.
And so you would break it in three places, or in two places, making three pieces.
You just break it.
Oh.
There you go.
Ba-bam. So it's just, she just a basic break, because all you have to do is take one piece and hide it. And actually, if you all will break your pieces, when I break mine, we'll put them all together, so we'll have a little bit of your Jesus, a little bit of my Jesus. So, This is an interesting part of the ceremony, because remember, this is a Jewish ceremony, and this particular portion of it was active during the time of Jesus. But here's what's weird, is afikoman is either from two Greek words. I feel like a big fat Greek wedding. How every word comes from the Greek. Afikomenos, which means he is coming, or from the Greek epikomen, which means that which comes after. So nobody knows where it came from. There's no history. There's no tracking back. We know it was around in the Second Temple period. It's the only Greek word in the Seder. Mm. So you could imagine, for the Jews, this one should really stand out, because they have no idea where it comes from. So the battle continues over what it all means. So what are the three matzahs? Some say it's the priests, the Levites, and the Israelites. Well, that makes no sense, because why would you break those poor priests? You just broke them in half. So there's not a logic there. But others say it's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So now that's an interesting one, because the middle matzah that is broken would correspond to Isaac. So both Isaac and Jesus were born miraculously, because his mother was 100 years old. Both were only begotten sons. Both willingly submitted to execution. Both show that one life can be sacrificed for another, a ram for Isaac and Jesus for mankind. Both were sacrificed by their father on Mount Moriah. Of course, Isaac was rescued. But both were resurrected on the third day. If you will follow the story, that's when it happened. It was on the third day. So according to Jewish tradition, the Messiah was supposed to come at Passover to bring a redemption like unto the redemption brought through Moses. So this is why a place is left at the table for Elijah, the forerunner of the Messiah. So there's this whole theme that goes through. So Christians believe it's a picture of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, obviously. The Son left heaven, was broken, buried, and rose again alive. And whoever finds him or asks Jesus to forgive them, come and live in their heart, they receive a great reward, eternal life in heaven. So for the Jews, why is it wrapped up and hidden? They believe it's wrapped in a cloth as a remembrance of the way the Jews left Egypt with their unleavened bread. The verse is, the people picked up their dough when it was not yet leavened, their leftovers bound in the garments on their shoulders. They believe it represents their liberation from Egypt. But since they're still awaiting the final redemption with the coming of their Messiah, hiding the larger half of the matzah reminds them that the best redemption is still hidden in the future. And they are right about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we, on the other hand, let me get my second piece out here. So we single out this piece of bread because Jesus was foreordained to die for us. We break it because he was broken for us. We hide it because he was buried with our sin. We'll bring it out later because he rose again. Interesting part, we'll eat it before the third cup of wine because he was 3 days in the grave. And we'll eat it because you must accept Jesus in your life to be saved. So you take the cloth that these are originally put into, and you take the larger piece, And you wrap it up in the cloth. And if you all throw me whatever your half is, that's your larger half.
You want the larger half?
The larger half.
Because I was going to eat the larger half.
Well, in reality, since we all taste and see that he's good, you will eat the larger
half. There you go.
How about it?
So what you do now is you go take this and you hide it somewhere in the house. Now, I wanted to speak to the notion of some of the significance. You may say to yourself, you know, you're getting rid of leaven and stuff for 7 days, and do you have to do this? Is it really important or not? So if you're trying to be kosher, some people do live a kosher lifestyle, but we're not kosher by what goes into our mouth, but what comes out of our heart in our mouth. So it's not really the issue. You know, even stuff like flatbread, which you get in a gyro, uses baking powder. So it doesn't require yeast to rise, but technically it's leaven that we're supposed to avoid. So I always say, you know, if you are go down to any Latin countries, you have Jesus Cristo. So you do have those tortilla shells, which are great for this time of year because they're a flatbread that you can eat. So matzah reminds us that one day we'll live in heaven with new bodies without sin. It's a beautiful realization. Yes, ma'am.
When, I'm sorry, it may have just left my mind. That's
okay. Happens to me every day.
But when Jesus is talking about a little bit of leaven.
Yes.
Ruins the whole
dough.
Whole dough. And it really is cool to see and experience the reason why we get rid of it for the 7 days,
yeah.
Why we get rid of the yeast, because all you need is a little bit of the old dough to make yeast or to make something rise in the new batch. Mm. But when we remove it, it's like a purification process. Of course, we can't do this without the Holy Spirit, but just the symbolism of that's the old self.
Yes.
If you've received the gift of salvation through Jesus' blood, you're not the old you anymore. You have been raised again with Christ. And so the symbol of getting rid of the old self, dying to self, is so powerful to me. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me who I am and what it cost him.
Mm. And you know, what really profound to me of that, too, you talked about a little leaven. So how many times have you been watching the television and just saw something and it led you, either the thought or an action that led you to sin? It just took that little much. Yep. What if you got anger and didn't deal with it? Checks that little much. And this is that reminder. So I love this. You know, the next week, I can promise you, we'll be out to eat somewhere and we'll start to put bread and you eat that bread. You take that first bite, go, ah, and you spit out the bread and go, wait. And because it's just that little reminder. It's not that you're observing some kind of ceremonial law, but it's a reminder, and it helps you, and it'll stay with you throughout the year.
Mm. Amen.
You are watching on Facebook Live a Passover Seder, an actual Passover Seder. Ray Haynes teaching it and leading it this morning on Rise and Stein at Victory 91.5. Go to the Rise and Stein Facebook page or the Victory Facebook page. The link to this will be up later in case you want to watch, in case you want to share it with somebody. We want to say hi to Leanna's old friend Amy, listening Alabama, watching on Facebook Live in Alabama. Doug from Keys Jewelry over there in Canton. George from our church down there at Revolution. Welcome.
Hey to Michelle and our friend and neighbor Beth. Old neighbor, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have been really blowing people's minds with some of this stuff from the last 2 days, and it's only halfway done.
Oh, yeah. We're not even into it yet.
Yeah. So stick around.